Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right, so you're not part of the problem. When you get informed, real facts, and you get engaged, again, real facts, then when somebody comes up with a story, with an issue, with something they want to talk about, and you know they're all wrong because they're taking talking points from MSNBC, DEFG, whatever, you're able to go to them and say, you know what, you're wrong. And I know you're wrong, and this is why you're wrong. And give them the facts. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if I'd say you're wrong to them. Say, wait a minute, did you think of this? Because this is what I've heard. This is what I know to be true. And when you do that, it might change the whole conversation. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, if you want to get involved, you want to give a call. 855-732-5563. All right. Again, just a proof positive. What was this? Okay, pro-life activist. They've been convicted of felonies in Tennessee. They face 11 years in prison for praying and singing hymns outside of an abortion clinic. And this goes back 3 years ago. This is how long they've been fighting this thing. Christian protesters prayed and sang hymns. They were sitting peacefully in the lobby of an abortion center. Now, what I will say, they shouldn't have been inside the abortion center. They should have been outside. All right? Then in October 2022, Biden's team arrested 11 of these pro-life activists for peaceful protests at an abortion clinic. It took place a little over a year ago. The 11 pro-life activists face up to 11 years in prison, $250,000 in fines. You know, the these crisis pregnancy centers, which don't offer abortion, but they've helped out so many young girls, and young men, too. They're trying to help make the decisions and help them see the reality of what they're doing. They have video of many of those places being vandalized, and not an arrest. Nothing. Not a one of them have been arrested. So I guess if they're for what you're doing, or if they're okay with what you're doing, you don't go to jail, you don't get arrested, you don't have to pay fines. One fellow, the FBI, was sent to Paul Vaughn's home to arrest him at gunpoint for sitting at a prayer rally. Retired FBI agent Steve Gray commented on the raid. He said the force used by the FBI to effect this arrest is unacceptable, and it was unnecessary. He went on to say, he's retired, so he doesn't care, but he went on to say, I've been on numerous gang and organized crime arrests within New York FBI. He said, we never brought or displayed rifles to make those arrests. The agents should have given their names when they were requested. They should have told the family what they were doing there, who they were, and what they were doing there. They didn't feel like they had to. Right? They have video pictures or video images from his wife while he was being arrested. That now, the guy's 55 years old. After they arrested him at gunpoint in front of his family, before they walk off refusing, they wouldn't answer any questions. They wouldn't tell him who they were, what their names were. It's just amazing. This is Gestapo-ish. This is truly what the SS did. Or kind of things that they did. And you'll find many, many, not all, many on the left are fine with this. Because they don't like what's going on. They do not like what conservatives stand for. So this is an okay action. This is an okay way of doing business. So, no. There's no reason for it. It was overkill. And they use it to intimidate. And it will intimidate. Because people, again, totally, FBI, one of the most powerful, right, law enforcement agencies on the planet. All right, moving on. White House, the White House again is refusing to hand over transcripts of Biden's Ukrainian speech where he called for the firing of a prosecutor. Now, isn't that interesting? Because we would have heard 24/7 if the Republicans refused to give anything up to the January 6th committee, right? But the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday, they said the White House is refusing to hand over the transcripts of Joe Biden's Ukrainian speech. Now, that was back in 2015, so not like it's lost. These drafts are important, as it is believed, based on public reporting, that the then VP called an audible and changed U.S. Policy towards Ukraine to benefit his son on the plane ride to Ukraine. Now, the committee said that Joe Biden later bragged about withholding a U.S. Loan guarantee if Ukraine didn't follow through on what they wanted on firing that prosecutor. This is fact. This isn't conjecture by the right. We know this to be true. He bragged about it. Every news outlet has it. So for 5 months, the White House has been holding them at bay. It's just amazing. They get to do anything they want to. And fully perceive and believe they're going to get away with it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I'm back. Hopefully you are, too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. There it is. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Joe Biden and the White House's refusal to bring documents forward that they've asked for. They've been asking for 5 months. This is a common theme with this administration. They want a transcript of the speech that he gave in Ukraine. Recall for the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor. So, you know, it's part of a bigger investigation. If he's got, I always say, if he's got nothing to hide, put it forward. What's the big deal? If there's something in there that you really feel the public doesn't need to know, which, yeah, not so sure. You know, you can go in and speak to them directly. Anyway, as the Prime Minister and the President heard me say often, Joe said, I never tell another man or another nation or another woman what's in their interest. But I can tell you this. You cannot name me a single democracy in the world where the cancer of corruption is prevalent. You can't name me one. It's they want to set up a anti-corruption bureau. Let that sink in for a minute. Right? I mean, seriously. These guys want to set up an anti-corruption bureau. I mean, seriously, when you look up the word corruption, these are the people you see in the dictionary. Not a word. Now, one of them is concerned at the fact of how much money has moved through Joe Biden's account, family's accounts, kids' accounts, grandkids' accounts. My God, I wish my grandkids could make that kind of money and share some like his do. Especially from China. Isn't that so great? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you just tuned in, this is a segment we kind of wrap up the stories from the week. You know, Joe Biden's victim, Tara Reid, she's filed a tort claim against the FBI. She found a little loophole that she's able to work it through. Now, remember, women should be believed, right? This one that Trump just won $83 million from Trump. Can't tell you what year this happened. There's so much information missing. Again, just like the Professor Ford. And yet she is to be believed. And if you saw the video, right, of the interview she did, where she actually called rape sexy. And said that he didn't rape her in the video. In the interview. Now, Tara Reid is now requesting $10 million in damages from the FBI, which is our money. Right? Because of what they did to her. How they treated her. I mean, the problem with going after these people, if you don't go after them personally, we foot the bill. Come on, that's not right. I know none of you with two brain cells believe that that's right. And just totally wrong all the way around. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So one of the things I talk about a lot on the show, if it's the first time tuning in, is what's called detransitioners. Everybody's on this transition. You know, you got to affirm the children. You got to do this. You got to do that. Well, I've been looking into transgenderism for years now, at least three years, bringing on people who have transitioned, then tried to transition back. And my admonition to most parents and most people: do not go looking for affirmation at first. Go look at those that are opposed. Not the average person. Go look at the doctors. More and more doctors are coming forward now and saying, look, we were wrong. Hormone blockers are not reversible. And you know, I don't have a doctorate. I'm not a doctor. I don't understand how this works. But here's what I do know. I know from basic biology in the 70s, you know, we were so far behind then, that a baby's body, a baby human, develops in a certain way and at certain times, and there's growth spurts at certain times, and certain chemicals are needed for those growth spurts. When you stop, because everything works in concert with each other, when you stop these hormones from developing, or the hormones from helping you develop, you think that they pause? You think the rest of the body pauses? Do you stay at 7 years old when they start giving you the blockers? Is there no more growth? Think it through. Your body, your bones, your heart, your lungs, everything is growing, everything is developing, and they all depend on each other to grow and develop. So now you put hormone blockers into it, and I think one of them is actually a castration drug. Not 100% sure, but I'm almost sure. Why would you do that to your kids? Most of those prescriptions are done with less than an hour of counseling. Psychiatric care, if you would. It's still considered a mental illness or a condition. And on top of all of that, what other condition, mental illness, stress, whatever you want to call it, does a doctor diagnose in 90 minutes or less? Really, seriously. And if you want help, you want to push through something, you want help with it, whether it's depression or whatever it is, how do you justify not being being fixed in 90 minutes? Most of the time, they'll tell you it takes years. I need to see you an hour a week for the next 6 months, and we'll see how you're doing. Why wouldn't you do the same thing with the transitioners? Why wouldn't you make them hang out, speak to a doctor? Why wouldn't you get a second opinion? And not from a doctor that openly just writes prescriptions like candy for this. You can't reverse the damage. Cannot. And I would admonish any of you listening. Some of you are listening just because you hate what I have to say. You want to write it down and be nasty and all that. Why don't you go watch some of the detransitioner videos? Seriously. Watch what they have to say. Watch why they feel betrayed. I'm telling you, I don't get emotional that easy, but when you see these young men and women crying and saying, "Mom, Dad, where were you? Why didn't you do the right thing for me? Why? You knew I was having trouble with depression. You knew I was having trouble with A, B, C, and D." And after two short meetings, the doctor says, "I belong in a different body." Really? You know, there was a recent rally. They had the gender detransitioners up there. Even the gender detransitioning doctors and experts say they should be more cautious in pushing sex reassignment treatment on young people. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month, nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained steady at 3.7% in January. Toxicology reports released this week reveal that the three men found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC in their systems. The incident happened in the backyard of their friend Jordan Willis' Kansas City home on January 9th, 2 days after the game. Former President Trump is criticizing the United Auto Workers Union after it endorsed President Biden's re-election campaign. During an interview with Fox Business, Trump said he never engaged in discussions with the UAW regarding an endorsement. He referred to the union as a hopeless case and accused it of steering the car industry into the poorhouse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Talking about transitioners and detransitioners. And again, all you ever hear about is transitioning, and I can throw all kinds of real stats out at you as to truly what the suicide rate is of before they transition, what the suicide rate is after they transition. But don't take my word for it. You know, I'm seen as a transition hater or something, whatever. What you need to do is actually go look, listen, watch the videos up on YouTube and other places of these detransitioners. And you'll see a common, you will see a common thread in all of this. Really, that easy. They got virtually no real counseling on how to deal with their issues. In a relatively short period of time, drastic measures were taken to change their gender, which you really can't change anyhow. Right? You can look like something. Doesn't mean you are that something. And the question I ask some of these people, which I find really, really, really funny, is, do you, as a female, if you make the transition to a male, do you now have to not worry about female diseases or conditions that only attack females? Or are you done with those now? And the same thing vice versa. Right? If you go from male to female, do you now not have to worry about the issues that only deal with males or only affect males? Well, the answer would be no. You still have to deal with the things going on in the male body or the female body. You still have vitamin deficiency, bone density issues that are specific to those genders. But you won't hear them talk about any of this. Now, even gender detransition experts, doctors, scientists, they're now finally opening their mouths and not afraid anymore. Or they've decided it's gone too far. Right? There's been a 1,500+% increase in transitioning since COVID. right? They said there should be a lot more caution used in pushing sex reassignment treatment of any kind. It is not irreversible or reversible. In addition to offering antidotes, the Times opinion columnist Pamela Paul argued that transgender activists are pushing ideological extremists by recommending gender medical operations as a cure-all for young people confused by their own bodies. This is not a pill you take, and for a while it helps you decide what you want to be and how you want to be. Right? There's a story in there about Grace Powell, 23-year-old biological woman, who is currently detransitioning from the sex change she began years ago. She told the paper that when she was 12 or 13, she discovered that she could be a boy. And at the time, she came to believe that the reason she didn't feel comfortable in her body was that she was in the wrong body. And transitioning seemed to be the only obvious solution, and she saw all this on TikTok. Now, ladies, specifically for ladies, how many of you at 11, 12, 13, you know, and don't be embarrassed, I ask my daughter or my wife these questions and other women I know, how many of you felt comfortable in your body? How many of you liked what was going on with your body? Wanted to get out of your body any way you knew, any way you could? These are natural things. These are natural feelings. And you grow out of them. It's that simple. You should be going through therapy at that time, not having things cut up, not taking pills. Right? Just amazing. Paul wrote that the narrative she had heard and absorbed was that if you don't transition, you'll kill yourself. She was taught that. That was drilled into her head. It wasn't something she believed or knew or even had thoughts of before that. Now, according to Powell, she began her hormone therapy during her senior year of high school. It was followed by a double mastectomy. That was the summer before college. Think about that. She said she described herself as coming across as a very effeminate gay man. She said, looking back, however, the woman feels as though she would have asked more questions about her desire to transition before making the decision. See, they don't have the mental capacity to know what they truly want. Right? I mean, seriously. The columnist described the young woman's mindset, saying, at no point during her medical or surgical transition did anyone ask her about the reasons behind her gender dysphoria or her depression. Are you listening? Nobody gave her proper mental health treatment. At no point was she asked about her sexual orientation. What, she have a crush on other women? At no point was she asked about any previous trauma. Neither the therapist nor the doctors ever learned that she had been sexually abused as a child, which is an extremely common thread. I didn't say 100%. It's an extremely common thread with transitioners. She feels like she was misled. She felt like, she said, I wish there had been more open conversation, but I was told there was only one cure, only one thing I could do to help my problem. So they admit it's a problem. They admit she has an issue to work through, but there's only one answer for it. She wanted to say, what should be a medical and psychological issue has been morphed into a political one, and it's a mess. Paul went on to claim that the right-wingers aren't the only ones who have inflamed this debate over allowing kids to transition, but transition activists, or transgender activists, have pushed their own ideological extreme by pressing for treatment orthodoxy that had faced increased scrutiny. And you know why? Because they're seeing the damage done to these kids. They're seeing what is happening with these children. And where have you left them? The mental distress that they're in. I'm not saying it's 100%. And some of them may not feel it or know it or even want to say anything about it. Right? Now, Powell's story shows how easy it is for young people to get caught up. And they do. Young people are impressionable. They want to please. They want to fit in. Another detransitioner gives her a case, Casey Emmerich, 23 years old. Right? She talks about she had a double mastectomy at 17 years old. Let that sink in. I transitioned because I didn't want to be gay. Transition felt like the way to control something when I couldn't control anything in my life. So she was so afraid of being a lesbian, and her parents didn't pick up on it. The psychologist didn't pick up on it. Really? But after living as a trans man for 5 years, she realized her mental health symptoms were only getting worse. In the fall of 2022, she came out as a detransitioner on Twitter. She was immediately attacked, which is very common. It's like they have the detransitioning combat team. That's, again, disingenuous. Walt Heyer, go look up his books on Amazon. He talks about that. He talks about the attacks. He talks about the support and the attacks and the effect it's had on him over the years. Transgender influencers told her that she was bald and ugly. She received many death threats. Hello? That's okay? See, even you people who believe in transitioning, you should be supporting her, shouldn't you? Should you be loving on her like you do before they transition or not? Right? She says, I realize I've lived a lie for over 5 years. Despite going off testosterone, she said, my voice has been permanently changed. I sound like a man. Paul Garcia Ryan, 32, detransitioned after being trans female for 15 years from the age of 15. 15! He said, once in college, he began medically transitioning, eventually had surgery on his private parts, because I don't know who's listening. Severe medical complications for both the surgery and hormone medications led him to reconsider what he'd done and detransition. Then he reconsidered the basis of the gender affirmation. As a licensed clinical social worker at a gender clinic, he figured out what the problem was. We'll talk more about this. I don't want to spend a whole hour on this, but hey, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always want you informed enough to be able to make a good decision, and be able to speak to others. That's the other thing. You want to be able to speak to others and give them the information they need to make proper decisions, or at least so they know that you have a clue to what you're talking about, because a lot of them don't think you do. They think you're spewing the message of the right, if you would. We were talking a little bit about detransitional a lot. I'm about done, I promise. You know, these children, and that's what most of them are, they're children. That's why we don't let them make certain decisions until they're much older in life. And these doctors now are saying, you know, we need to take more time in assessing where they are. And the parents just, they really need to, I don't want to say check their emotions. You need to control your emotions. Just because you know as well as I do, your child says they're going to do certain things doesn't mean they will. And they're feeling hopeless and they don't know what to do. And, you know, you need to make sure they have the right people around them, that they're getting the real help that they needed. So, she also mentioned how many, the doctor also mentioned how many European countries now are taking a step backwards from the medical gender affirmation, especially for youths. They started to do studies. They started realizing the studies that their methods were based on were, you ready for this? This is bad, were flawed. Right? She cited the World Health Organization, the evidence base for children, adolescents is limited and a variable regarding the longer-term outcomes of gender affirmation care for children are unknown. Why didn't we know that before? And again, parents, please pay attention. Talk to others. Go look this stuff up online. 8, I know. I beat it to death. I'm sorry. But there is a reality here. There is a problem and a reality here. You don't need to hurt these kids any more than they're already hurt. You don't need to help them suffer any more than they already need to suffer. You want to help them. You don't want to hurt them anymore. Right? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Well, CNN got it. Well, their anchors were momentarily silent on Friday. They learned that some migrant gangs run criminal operations in New York City. How would you not know that? Or believe it or even think it? How? And then they come to find out that these gangs, after making all this money, they retreat to Florida. Spend it down there. Then they come back to New York. When they need more money. CNN law enforcement analyst John Miller said Friday that he learned, you know, from police detectives, that illegal migrant gang crews operate in New York City. They go to Florida. They spend all their money down there. But I'm like, why don't they just stay and steal in Florida, Miller said in a conversation about the group of migrants. The ones that attacked the NYPD officer, remember? I'm sure they weren't ready for this. That assault, by the way, was captured on CCTV. So we know, you know, closed caption, we know that they did it. We know who did it and how it was done. Now check this out. Can you believe that the CNN reporter even asked this question? You have to stop and think, are they really that detached from reality? Is it really where they don't have a clue? He actually asked the question again. Why don't they just stay in Florida and steal there? The police detective said, because there, you go to jail. Real simple. They don't want to go to jail. So they can go to New York and Chicago and other places. They get their dirty work done. And they go down there. Matter of fact, I'll bet you money they feel safer down there. Right? Because the cops are protecting them down there. They don't even know who they are. Anyway, the whole panel got quiet for a couple of seconds. So Hill said, okay, fair point. seriously. Miller said that while most migrants are looking for honest work in this city, a small percentage of migrants are more interested in criminal activity. I don't know if I agree with him, but within the group, a bunch of people in search of hope and better life, there is the 1% criminal element that looks at things differently. But these individuals, right, they've got a rap sheet 2 miles long. And they just keep adding to it. And most of them, when they actually find out who these people are, they've got multiple charges like grand larceny, robbery, attempted robbery, attempted murder, rape. Why can't they find that out when they're down at the border? Why is it the big bad federal government and the resources they have, they should be able to find out who these people are before they even get up here? Now, this particular crew that they grabbed, they operate on mopeds and scooters. They had organized retail theft. They were doing snatches on the street, iPhones, iPads, clothing, so much more. So just that, the mere fact that the one fellow actually asked the question, why don't they just do it in Florida, without really understanding how the law works, I guess, or how the law is enforced. How about that? just ridiculous. This is really, really, this is really giggle time to think they would even ask that question. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this or remember a little while back. The new El Salvadorian president, he came in and did a military crackdown on gangs that was we've never seen before. I'm talking big deal. And he had these, don't you remember, they were all lined up. Come on, you guys in the chat room, remember? They were all lined up. He had them in the hallways of the jail, sitting there with their hands on their head. And they were acting like perfect little schoolboys. They're not putting up with anything there. Nothing. Crime has taken a nosedive in El Salvador. It's one of the most dangerous places on the planet. And now, Representative Omar, we all know her, right? She took a break from her Somali politicking Wednesday to call the Biden administration to meddle in the El Salvadorians' domestic affairs. Now, El Salvador's hugely popular president thanked the radical congresswoman for sparing him from her endorsement ahead of his very likely re-election. After indicating precisely what her attacks meant to him, the president flipped the script on Omar and others who were worried about him. They called him a threat to democracy. Yet he's, think about something here, that they do this all the time. They called him, us, Americans, the squad people, called him a threat to democracy. What do they call democracy? I'd love to, they keep using that term. Although he's supported by 90% of the voters. Now, if they believe in true democracy, which is mob rule, then they're wrong. Because the mob, obviously, is on his side. The President 42 has transformed El Salvador from a blood-soaked gangland into a nation with the second lowest homicide rate in the Americas. He's done this within 5 years. He said there were 51 homicides per 100,000 people in 2018, the year prior to Burke's initial election. The homicide rate fell to 7.8 in 2022 under his leadership. It's so low that El Salvador saw fewer homicides that year than were reported in Chicago during the same period. The homicide rate in El Salvador last year was down to 2.4 per 100,000. From 51, maybe we should go down and see what he's doing, huh? What do you think? To keep his people safe. To allow them to walk the streets. To achieve this, Burke's administration had taken extreme, very extreme measures, admittedly overstepping and cranking down on some civil rights. His administration is also, hey, look, they did it to us during COVID-19, didn't they? And they said, for the greater good, for the safety of the American populace. His administration has also allegedly thrown over 2% of the adult population behind bars, most of whom are supposedly suspected of or known gang members. He cracked down on crime. He had suspension of civil liberties, not all, selective. Warrantless arrests have earned him the loathing of both Democrats and liberal publications. The Economist said that he was poised to become Latin America's first millennial dictator. But he brought peace to El Salvador. Okay? Come on, give him some credit for something here. According to Reuters, his approval rating is hovering around 90%. All right? He must be doing something right. So take the good, make it happen, and keep us safe. Joe Mazzini, your host. Have a great weekend. Don't be stupid. Please, I want you back here with me on Monday. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.